What is a Friend by Eitan Boritzer. What is a friend? What does a friend look like? What does a friend sound like? How does a friend act? How does a friend not act? Maybe a friend is not just about the stuff we see on the outside of a person, but maybe a friend is more about the stuff on the inside of a person. What does a friend look like inside? What is a friend? Maybe a friend is somebody you can play with and be yourself with, or just laugh and act silly with, or just kind of hang out together with. Maybe a friend is somebody who can help you if you have a problem. And maybe a friend is somebody who you can help if they have a problem. Maybe a friend is somebody you can trust not to make you cry and trust not to hurt you on purpose. But if a friend hurts you, can he or she still be your friend? What is a friend? Does a friend yell at you? Maybe you are going to cross the street without looking and a car is coming. Should your friend yell at you, "Hey, watch out!" Maybe you are going to do something that is not right. Should your friend yell at you before you do it? What if you yell at your friend to protect him or her from doing something that is not right? But what if your friend doesn't listen to you? Should you still be friends? What do you have to do to have a friend? Do you have to act funny to have a friend? Do you have to wear cool clothes to have a friend? Do you have to give presents and stuff to have a friend? Do you have to like everything about somebody to have a friend? Do you have to be bossed around to have a friend? Maybe sometimes we have to think hard about what we will or won't do to have a friend. Maybe a friend is somebody that you can share stuff with. Maybe you can share some popcorn at the movies with a friend. Maybe you can share your favorite video game or favorite clothes with a friend. Maybe, if you are worried or scared about something, you can share your worst fear or an important secret with a friend. If your friend is sick or gets hurt, or if your friend is unhappy, maybe you can share some time with a friend. Sharing is a really important part of having a friend. Can you say no to a friend? Can you say no to a friend who is always being pushy and trying to take over? Can you say no to a friend who plays rough like a bully and maybe hurts people? Can you say no to a friend who uses bad words or lies about stuff or says nasty things about other people? Can you say no to a friend who wants you to do stuff that you don't want to do? And if you say no to a friend and your friend doesn't change, what can you do about it? When is a friend not a friend? Making friends can be hard. How do you make a friend? What if you're shy or you just don't know how to make a friend or even start? Maybe you can start just by saying hi with your eyes. Or maybe you can just say something nice to a kid you want to be friends with. Maybe you can ask that kid what he or she is doing and then ask if you can join in. Maybe if you have a ball or a treat or a game, you can offer to share that with the kid you want to be friends with. Hey, you have to be a little brave and do a little work to make a friend, okay? Is a friend forever? Sometimes things change with a friend, even with a best friend. Maybe you have a best friend, somebody who you really like, and somebody who you think really likes you. But then maybe one day, your best friend doesn't want to play with you or even talk with you. Did that ever happen to you? Maybe your best friend won't even tell you why he or she doesn't want to play or even talk to you. Ouch! That can hurt your feelings, right? What can you do about that one? What if one day your friend becomes mean to you and you don't understand why? Maybe you can just ask your friend, "Hey, did I do something wrong to you or did I say something wrong?" Maybe your friend will tell you what is bothering him or her. Then maybe you can talk about it and maybe you can become friends again. But what if your friend doesn't even want to talk about it? Maybe then you can ask your teacher or another friend to help you talk it over. Sometimes a kid is having problems and it really has nothing to do with you. Well, maybe then it's just time to play alone or with some other kids until that other friend comes back around. What if there is a group of kids who are always together, like they think they're real popular, right? What if you want to be a part of that group? Maybe you can just go over and ask if you can play with them. Maybe those kids say okay, and then you all play together, and you let other kids join in too. But maybe those kids act mean, like they don't want to play with you. Ouch, that can hurt too. Well, maybe then you don't really need to be part of that group, right? Or are you one of the kids in a group that is mean to other kids? What if there is a kid who is always fighting? What if there is a kid who is a bully? Or a kid who is always teasing or telling other kids not to play with you? Or a kid who tries to hurt other kids? Or who is always making trouble? Can you be friends with that kid? What if a kid never tries? Or what if a kid doesn't talk to anybody? Can you be friends with that kid? What if a kid never shares, or if a kid is always bragging or lying? Can you be friends with kids that are having some kind of problems? Should you try? What if a kid always looks unhappy, or if he never laughs? What if a kid is always picking his nose, or he forgets to cover his mouth when he coughs? What if a kid is in a wheelchair or if he wears raggedy clothes? What if a kid does annoying stuff like talking out of turn or disturbing others or pushing to the front of the line? What if a kid is slow in reading or is doing poorly with his schoolwork? What if a kid has a different skin color or is from a different religion than you are? Wow, sometimes you may think that it's just easier to be friends with people who look and act the same as you and your other friends, right? Really? Is having a friend who is just the same as you and your other friends the only way to have a friend? Can you have a friend who is different than you, who looks and acts differently than you and your other friends? Maybe you can learn a lot from a friend who is different than you. Maybe a friend who is different than you can show you a new way to think, or even a new way to feel. Maybe a friend who is different than you can show you a new way to see things, or a new way to understand things. Maybe a friend who is different than you can even show you better ways to see and understand things. Most of our friends are people, but maybe we can have other friends also. Did you ever have an imaginary friend? An imaginary friend is somebody that only you can see or talk to. But why would anybody have an imaginary friend? Maybe a kid has an imaginary friend because he or she is really lonely, or there is something going on that the kid doesn't know how to tell anyone else about it. Or maybe a kid has an imaginary friend just because he or she has a great imagination. It's okay to have an imaginary friend, and it's okay to share your imaginary friend with somebody else, too. There are lots of other friends we can also have. Usually, our mom and dad are our best friends, and also our families are our friends. Maybe your pet dog or cat is your friend because they always play with you and you can cuddle with them and feel safe. Maybe the earth is our friend because it gives us beautiful rivers and lakes and oceans and mountains and forests. And maybe we can also be friends with the earth by keeping it clean and not leaving litter on the ground or putting garbage into the water. Maybe you have a friend who is special in your religion. Maybe you can be your own friend by doing good things for yourself, like eating healthy food, getting enough sleep, learning to read and write, and even just by being nice to other people. And maybe you even have a friend that you have never met before. But wait, how could that be? What is a friend? A friend is somebody who helps you when you need help, and a friend is somebody who you can also help. A friend is somebody that you can trust and somebody that you can share important stuff with. A friend is somebody who shows you how to be a better person. And a real friend is forever. Look around for a minute. Wouldn't it be great if we could all be friends?